responsive reading 7:11, and I'll read the light print. I invite you to join with me and read together the dark print. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed us, transgressions from us. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
All right, so what we decided to do, our whole service this morning, is focus on praise and through his word and through song. So we decided that we wanted to get you all involved, kind of a last-minute inspiration. Read along and be introduced to all the books of the Bible in song. We will sing, you just follow along quietly, okay?
Let us sing the books of Moses, of Moses, of Moses. Let us sing the books of Moses, for he wrote the law. First Genesis, second Exodus, third Leviticus, then Numbers, then the fifth is Deuteronomy.
a moment.
Okay, so that gives you a little introduction to, for those of you who have never read through that part of your Bible, to the books of the Bible, and it'll help you because you're going to join us in the next segment of our program. We are going to share with you the memory verses that we learned this quarter, some better than others. I'll just be honest. And it's the 13th Sabbath. I don't know if you knew that or not, the Sabbath of the quarter. So we have 13 verses. Now, we divided those out, and each of the kids will be sharing some. Now, I have a member of our class that decided he wasn't real comfortable with it. So we're going to definitely have you doing at least two, you all doing at least two of the verses. So we want your Bibles handy. We will announce what each verse is. You'll turn to it. We'll give the student the opportunity to say it if they have it memorized, or if they don't, they get to call upon one of you to read it for them. Okay? So have your Bibles handy, and we will start with one we're going to all share together. If you ladies would like to come up here where we had you set. Okay. Alina and Abigail on this side. Can all together, because the first one's together. Got some cue cards for them. All right. Can you all see this? All right. One, two, three. Lily?
I will sing to the Lord for you.
Everybody.
Okay,
one more time, and we're going to have you come closer to the mic. Sorry, it's not picking you up very well. Okay, try that. Come closer to the mic so that they can hear you. Can you hear? Okay, one more time. Excellent. Now, this next one was Elijah's. We'll have you all turn to it. 2 Chronicles 34, 1 and 2. Do I have a volunteer? Or do I get to pick? 2 Chronicles. Okay. Stacy? 2 Chronicles, chapter 34, verses 1 and 2. Stacy will read that for us. You'll have to say it real loud so everybody can hear. You got it? Okay. Chapter 34, verses 1 and 2.
Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he lived 31 years in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Excellent. So I don't know if you heard that or not, but Josiah is 8 years old. Elijah's 8. That was his verse. And when he reigned in Jerusalem, there's nothing we can't do with the Lord. And that's our theme for our praise service this morning. At 8 years old, he reigned and led the people back to the Lord. So we have our next verse.
Straight to the mic.
Proverbs 1.
Very good.
19:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Thank you.
Psalm 145, verse 7. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness.
That's right. Thank you.
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Great. Thank you.
1 Samuel 16:7. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks in the heart.
Amen. Lily, ready? 1, 2, 3.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall
make your path straight. Proverbs 3:6.
The challenge of having so many versions of the Bible. Some knew it with submit to him. Some knew it with acknowledge him. Either way, the point is, may the Lord be our guide. Huh. All right.
Esther 4:14. Who knows but that you have come for to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Kind of feeling some feedback. Okay, thank you.
Psalms 119:11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:11.
Thank you. Which is our goal? To hide our word in our heart. Last minute cramming.
Luke 5:16. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
Okay. Thank you. Did you hear her? No. Come on back up. Into the mic. Lift it up at your mouth. There you go. Lean forward. Say it loud and clear.
Luke 5:16.
There you go.
So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
Amen. An encouragement. Our lesson that week was for them to spend time in prayer closets and to spend time with Jesus and encourage others to do so. Our next one was Elijah's as well, so we need a volunteer for this one. Elijah, would you like to volunteer? Acts 16:25. How about someone from this side? Okay. Carlton? Acts 16:25. We're ready.
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the current prisoners were listening to them.
So even in jail and in prison, we learned at that lesson that we are to praise God, because you never know. Just like in the text from Esther, he might have brought you to prison even for such a time as that. And they ministered to those people, those prisoners, and to the jailer. Okay, our next one.
Acts 17:11. The Bereans received the message with great eagerness and read the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
Amen. We need to search the scriptures to make sure that what we're being taught and told is true, don't we? All right, everybody. One, two, three.
Do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord. 2 Timothy 1:8.
And this morning, this was our verse for today, our lesson for today, to not be ashamed of testifying of Jesus. And the verse just before this, we read as well, to help them with their jitters. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And they said, oh, this must have been the Lord made this lesson for us today. And it's true. He probably saw in advance that we would have this service. So our next segment, put the PowerPoint up on the screen. How do I do that? Each of the kids have chosen a favorite memory verse or favorite text, whether it's from their favorite story or whether it's from a story that they heard. The first one is actually picked by Elijah. And it became his favorite, Romans 8:28. Can anybody quote that one for me? Anybody? Say it loud and clear. are called, and yes, yes. But we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So it's Romans 8:28, and that became his favorite verse after hearing a Your Story Hour story about a man named Andrew, a young man who was basically an orphan. He had been put in foster home, and his foster parents had died, and it was Christmas time. He ends up getting into a wreck. He was feeling sorry for himself, bemoaning that he knew no one, he had no one to celebrate Christmas with. He ends up going into the wreck, going into the hospital, and is bemoaning his circumstances there, and this is the benefit of having semi-private rooms at a hospital. His roommate at the hospital was a gentleman that had lots of family, and they came in, and they shared with him and talked with him. And at the end of the story, they are asking him about his family, and of course, he's telling them the story of not having any. All he had was this picture, and they asked to see it. So the gentleman, his roommate's wife, looks at the picture, and she says, "Is this a joke?" And he's like, "What? I know it's old, you know what?" She said, "Wait a minute," and she grabs her purse and pulls out a picture. And she says, "Look at this," and I get goosebumps every time I hear the story. And it's the same picture that he was lost from her family when he was a child. Her mother had farmed them out after their father had died, and she couldn't take care of them, and the records were lost, so they could never find him. All the other kids found each other, but they could never find him. And so lo and behold, he's a family of eight, and he gets to spend his first Christmas I think he's 26 or something of that nature, with his humongous family. So all things do work together. This man got into a wreck where he's got a concussion and surgeries and different things like that, but finds his family. So it's really meant a lot to our family. Anyway, so we're going to share favorite verses. So as I said, Elijah's is Romans 8:28, and I don't know if you can see it, but that's his picture of Andrew finding his family. You see family written there on his picture. And it means a lot to him because of the promise that we can trust in God. And we're going to share a song that talks about how God can work all things because he's able. Number.
He's able.
Abigail has a favorite verse she'd like to share with us. Pull the mic down to your mouth, please. Psalm 100.
My favorite verse is Psalm 100.
Make a joyful
shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and truth endures to all generations.
Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at this. I can't do two things at once. Sorry about that. I was supposed to put that up earlier. Psalm 100, because it makes her happy to think how good God is. All right. We're going to sing, He Has Made Us Glad. Ready?
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Very good. Alina? The mic. Let me share your pictures. Her favorite story is Jesus' birth and the death on the cross, and that led us to this verse.
My favorite verse is, with God all things are possible.
Mm-hmm. Luke 1:37.
Luke 1:37.
Mm-hmm. And our song will be, Our God is So Great. Stagger. Okay.
My God is so great.
It was kind of interesting. It's been great having Lily join us, but she just joined us in the last few weeks. So Callie had already picked her favorite verse of Exodus 15:1-5. So when we asked Lily what her favorite verse is, without even knowing it, she did the same. Callie wants to share with us a little bit about why Exodus 15:1-5 is her favorite verse.
God protect.
To the mic, please.
God protected them when they were in trouble, and I know he'll protect you too.
Amen. That's right. And Lily agrees. And demonstrates her joy in knowing that God can protect her too. So I want you two to, Callie, over here. They are going to share with us Exodus 15:1-5. It's right at the blue. Yep.
Got it.
You got it. All right. Go ahead.
Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea.
Can you turn the mic up for us a little bit, Daryl, or will that give us feedback? Can you turn the mics up just a little smidgen? Those two mics, not this one. Those two. Okay, Lily? Verse 2?
Got it. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea.
The depths have covered them, and they sink to the bottom as a stone.
Amen. God has done mighty works for all of us. He is our God. All right, we'll put our Bibles down, and we have Exodus 15, verses 1 through 5, and then a verse from, I believe it's Corinthians, also as a part of a song that we're going to share with you. You're it, buddy. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation.
He is my God,
he is my God, and I'll prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them, they say. They sink into the bottom as a stone.
He is my God,
and I'll prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
He is my God,
he is my God,
and
I'll prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, and I'll exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you go throughout your week this week and guide you into the scriptures. There is such promises and joy and hope that can be found in searching his scriptures and putting it in your heart and your mind that we might not sin against him. Please bow your heads with me. Father in heaven, I just want to thank you so much for your word, for fighting battles for us, for bringing scripture to mind as we go throughout our days. Help us to hide it in our hearts so that you may speak to us through your word and that we might not sin against you. Thank you for this time to share your word with our church family. Pray that you would use us all to be a blessing as we go from this place today. In your holy and precious name, amen. I just want to say a word of thanks to Travis and to Jennifer. They are co-teachers or leaders. Jennifer substitutes for me, and Travis helps me every week. And if any of you know children in the ages of 6 through 9, we would love to have a bigger class, and we'd love for you to bring them, your neighbors. We want to share the word of God with them and share the love of the Lord with them. Thanks for worshiping with us today. We have a closing hymn, and I picked it, but can't remember what it was. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, number 462. Join us and stand and sing number 462, Blessed Assurance.
4:62. Verse 3.
I guess I get to pray again. Bow your heads with me. Father God, thank you for going with us, for being our Savior. Thank you for that assurance. I pray that you would give us the desire to seek you all the time, everywhere, in your word, and as we go throughout our day, to invite you to lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.